Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bug Man Figure Things Out. I'm Some Guy.
I am, believe it or not, the Bug Man.
He's the Bugman.
The Bugman.
And he's done holding his breath.
Yeah. I have been practicing, and I think I've got it down.
Yep.
And you know, first of all, I want to thank the Bookman for all of his efforts. He tried hard, and
he
ran a good race.
Yes, sir.
Very valiant. But I very much know full and well that if I don't get back here and do this thing, he's going to take my place. I know what he's up to, and I'm on to him.
I think we all know no one could replace the Bugman in our hearts. This episode brought to you by the Guinness World Book of Bugman. I think he broke a record holding his breath last week. And so brought to you by
13 minutes.
Brought to you by him. Oh, and I want to give a shout out to Mr. Johnny Casino, who said that he would have stepped in for Mr. Bugman, but that he didn't care enough. All right, so moving on to the next thing. Thanks, Johnny. The next thing. I have a question.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Could I make it as an argument caterer?
Well, first of all, I'm just going to say I believe in you 100%.
You
could do whatever you wanted to do,
Thank you, some guy. All right. All right, well,
so
that's it. That's the show.
Good night, everyone.
We figured that
See
one
you
out.
Later.
All right.
So what is that? Define argument caterer?
Sure. So an argument caterer, I'm thinking we get this on TV, right? So we get reality TV, and they're always doing all their drama programs, and we pay cable bills and whatnot and Netflix payments and all that to get this beamed into our homes, this manufactured drama. And I'm thinking I could do just as good as any of these people at making this stuff up, okay?
Yeah.
And so I'm at this wedding last weekend, and, you know, it actually went on pretty well without a whole lot of arguments or a whole lot of disagreements, and that bothered me because what's a wedding or a funeral or a party without some kind of disagreement with the family?
Boring.
And listen, folks, all I'm saying is hire me to manufacture the arguments for you and to have the arguments for you in your place. That way, when your family begins to get frustrated with one another, you can tell them that I have it covered. That, listen, we've already hired some guy to come in here and do all that for us. So you're not licensed to argue in the first place. He's a licensed arguer. He will cater all of the argument. They cater the food. They cater the cake. They, you know, in a way, they cater the pictures. They bring in, they hire a photographer. They hire a videographer. Why not hire an arguer?
Yeah, why not? Because I really, you know, what strikes a chord with me is for so long now, we have paid therapists to keep us from arguing, from keeping us from doing what comes natural. Mm-hmm. And I like this service that you're providing to provide this natural thing that happens.
Yep.
And you're just making it flourish. You're just watering the argument garden and helping it grow. And
feels good to argue.
It does feel good to argue. And what is a wedding without arguments?
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. We've all been there. We all sit there and wait for the argument to happen. And when it never happens, it's a disappointment, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Right. Listen, this guy, his name was the caterer, the food caterer. His name was Serge, and he owns a company called, I think it was Vibrant Occasions, and he served a wonderful pasta. It was amazing. And what I'm thinking is, I've got arguments that are just as good as this pasta.
Yes.
Listen, folks, if you want me to take down a mother-in-law, I will make her cry, okay?
Yep.
If you want me to whip your bridesmaids in line by making them feel like they're not nearly as pretty as the bride, okay, and it's not their show, I can handle this for you. I can manufacture that. I will, listen, I will take an X-Acto knife to their heels. That way when they put them on, they just crack and fall, and they have to do the whole wedding with cracked heels, and it'll take them down a notch. Listen, folks.
Yeah.
One of your guys, one of the groomsmen that comes in with his tux on and he's looking all high and mighty or whatever, trust me, I will throw up on the man for you. Okay, I will cause the drama that will bring down this wedding. Just hire me.
Yeah. You know, I think if I was appointed the position, I think I would take it upon myself to do my homework to see what is it that makes this family tick? Where is the natural flow of the drama?
Right.
And so if I can plant things or move this a certain way and makes it seem like Uncle whoever is actually the one causing the trouble,
right,
or oh no, it's Aunt Janice again, she's back with whatever, you know, and that is worth the service.
Listen, Aunt Janice will not bring, she'll not quit bringing them in.
Come on,
this is not her first wedding, if you know what I mean. It's like her fifth, and it's time, Aunt Janice, it's time to calm down a little bit.
Yeah And what, you know, what my job is, so if for anyone that doesn't know, my profession is a pest control technician.
Correct.
And I am good at it.
Yeah.
I'm good at it. But what makes me really the best at it is when no one knows I'm there. When I'm doing such a good job, I'm just a shadow. And I think an argument caterer could be that exact same thing.
Yep.
Is when the wedding feels like every corner that I look to, there's some kind of dramatic event happening on its own.
Yep.
With no one pushing it or whatever, that's when you know you found a succulent argument.
Right.
Is when it's just subtly everywhere.
Juicy and appetizing.
Yes,
ready
exactly.
To, meal ready to eat. An MRE argument.
Yes,
okay?
Yes, exactly.
Pull it right out of the package, folks. And listen, I don't think that the only service we have to offer here is starting arguments. I think I can be a sponge for the arguments. I will be your whipping boy for twice the price.
Yeah.
Like,
there you go.
Send me in, all right, for when father-in-law is upset because it's not the dress he wanted to pay for. He wanted to pay for something, you know, that covered down to the wrists and
yes,
covered up to the neck and whatnot, and it's just too revealing for dad. Listen, hire me, and he can yell at me for it. You can blame
That's
me
right.
and say, I'm the one that talked you into buying the dress, and he can call me an idiot, all right?
Yes.
Or let's just say, for example, that the music is wrong, and you want to kill the DJ. Kill me instead. I've lived long enough.
You
know, hire me to solve your wedding problems and to soak up all of the wedding anger, and then I can let a little bit out if you need me to.
Yes. Yep. Wow. I really wish I would have had this at my own wedding.
Yeah.
You know, I really wish this was a thing when I needed it.
You may
and
have,
I'm glad.
You may not have even gotten married.
Yeah,
I could have caused so much drama. Everybody just call off the wedding.
Yes. And no one has to know about that. Like, that could be between you and the groom.
Right.
You and the bride, and say, listen, ultimately, I don't want this thing to happen. Do whatever you got to do, and we'll provide that for you.
Yep.
We will provide that for you.
Yep.
As a great service, and I wish we would have thought of this sooner.
Yep.
Honestly,
yeah, got cold this feet. I'll take the heat.
Yeah. Hey, put that on a card. Sell it.
Yeah,
we need that,
baby.
Cha-ching,
all right,
baby.
Let's get
all
going.
The way. Let's do it,
man.
Man,
that's a good one right there.
It really is.
You know, and this whole, you're taking it a whole nother wing with this therapy thing.
Yeah.
Like, get rid
of
your therapist, you know?
Yeah.
Just come argue.
I think that's a bunch of noise. It really has. It's just become a bunch of noise in a world of, we need to figure out why we're fighting. We need to get to the bottom of it. I don't want to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
I just want to keep piling it on, and I want to find someone who can stoke the fire of my arguing.
Listen, folks, I'll do house visits. Tell you what.
Hey.
You had a bad day at work, and you're stuck in a long commute on the way home. Give me a call. I'll meet you there, because I'm not stuck in traffic. And I will meet you at your house. And as soon as I get there, you and I can just have it out. You want to fight?
Yep.
great, just pay me an extra fee and I'll put on some pads and we will just knock the snot out of each other.
Yes.
And have a real argument. You want me to pretend I'm your boss? Listen, dude, I'm into role play. You can beat me up and I will call myself Frank and we will just have a fight and you can let out all of your frustrations. Okay?
Critical hit.
I'm an argument guru. Call me your caterer. You can't beat my prices. That's all I'm saying.
That's it. Get rid of your therapist. We'll do it for half the price.
There you go.
Well, very competitive pricing.
Bugman, I think we've got that one figured out.
We nailed that one.
Yes, sir.
It is really out of the park this time.
Listen, folks, if you are in need of a professional arguer, don't call a lawyer. Don't call your therapist. Call us right here at Some Guy Arguments and Sundry. All right? And we will take care of you. Actually, why don't we just call it Some Guy and the Bugman Pest Control. All right?
Yes. Yes.
Real human pest control.
Right.
Uh-huh. And we will take care of all of your arguments. If you know a friend who is in need of a good argument or is in need of someone to crash a wedding, I'm telling you, we'll handle it. We will take it down.
If you need that thing to not even happen, we can do that.
I will tackle your mother-in-law.
We'll get down and dirty.
Money back guarantee.
And make it happen.
Yeah. Satisfaction. Guaranteed.
You can find coupons in the Penny Saver. Tell us how you found us.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a good rating on iTunes. And we'll see what we can do for you. Yep. We'll see what we can do for you.
I think I'm going to put an ad on Tradio tomorrow.
Tradio. Yeah, might as well.
I'm going to do it.
I mean, might as well.
All right, folks. Well, that's it for us today. You can find me at Some Guy on Twitter. You can find the show at Some Bugman on Twitter. Where can they find you, Mr. Bradley?
They can find me at Bugman_Bradley on Twitter.
And we want to thank, once again, the Bookman for last week's show appearance. Appreciate him coming in and taking a dive with his reputation. All right, see y'all next week.
Bye-bye.